I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Ridoso in Lincoln County. Village of Ridoso manager Tim Jodge was placed on administrative leave in early December pending an investigation into the alleged stalking against a fellow employee. Village of Ridoso Mayor Lynn Crawford said that investigation should be wrapping up sometime this week. Dodge is accused of stalking a woman, also an employee of the village, and was ordered not to have any contact with her, according to a temporary restraining order. The U.S. Congress may come to a halt if a new Speaker of the House is not elected today. Kevin McCarthy seemed to be the odds-on favorite to get elected, but that might not be the case after all. Claire Chase, a former candidate for CD2 and also who worked for former CD2 Congressman Steve Pierce, gives us some insight.
After I made a couple calls, he found out that nobody really has an answer on what they think is going to happen. I feel that what we hear in the media and kind of what my friends reiterated was that, Representative McCarthy has sort of, made the promises and tried to get the votes that he needed and hasn't been able to do that.
Chase points out that if a Speaker of the House is not installed, the business of the government cannot go forward.
Nancy Pelosi appointed a clerk and she remains in power until a Speaker is elected. But the interesting thing, right, is that no members of the House can be sworn in until there's a Speaker. So we will not have a House. We will have no committee chairman. We will have no subcommittee chairman. And we won't even have members of the House until the Speaker vote is decided.
So does that mean that outgoing CD2 Congresswoman Yvette Harrell will remain in power until the situation is settled?
I mean, I think that's right. I don't know specifics, but I do think she remains a member until Congressman-elect Vasquez is sworn in.
The Ridoso wrestling team made some progress at the Rio Hondo tournament last weekend. The Warriors wrestling team includes female wrestlers. This weekend, the team will be at Conflict at Cleveland High School at Rio Rancho beginning on Friday. And the one thing that Coach James Urban was most happy about was the team's conditioning.
What impressed me is their conditioning. It got a lot better from the first tournament. They weren't gassing out.
So how do you get your body to be in condition so quickly?
We did a lot of sprints, that's for sure, trying to get their cardio up.
So the goal is to compete in as many tournaments as possible, qualify your athletes in weight divisions, and then wait to wrestle at the state tournament.
I believe it's February 18th and 19th will be state finals. So that's basically when it ends.
And good luck to the Ridoso wrestling team as they strive to get to the state tournament. In charge of the news for Ridoso in Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.